Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is 2018, January 10th. Day 10. Today's topic, God makes your journey successful. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 7, verses 1 to 9, Genesis chapter 20, chapter 23, verse 1 to chapter 24, verse 51, Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 to 17, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. Please pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading listening to my sharing. Now I'm going to read those verses I copied this morning. Psalm 7, verses 1 to 9. Lord my God, I take refuge in you. Save and deliver me from all who pursue me, or they will tear me apart like a lion and rip me to pieces with no one to rescue me. Lord my God, if I have done this and there is guilt on my hands, if I have repaid my alley with evil or without cause, have robbed my foe, then let my enemy pursue and overtake me. Let him trample my life to the ground and make me sleep in the dust. Arise, Lord, in your anger, rise up against the rage of my enemies. Awake, my God, decree justice. Let the assembled peoples gather around you, while you sit enthroned over them on high. Let the Lord judge the peoples. Vindicate me, Lord, according to my righteousness, according to my integrity, O Most High. Bring to an end the violence of the wicked and make the righteous secure. You, the righteous God, who props minds and hearts. Genesis chapter 24, verses 5 to 7. The servant asked him, "What if the woman is unwilling to come back with me to this land? Shall I then take your son back to the country you came from? Make sure that you do not take my son back there," Abraham said. "The Lord, the God of heaven, who brought me out of my father's household and my native land and who spoke to me and promised me on oath, saying, To your offspring I will give this land. He will send his angel before you so that you can get a wife for my son from there. Verse 12. Then he prayed, Lord, God of my master Abraham, make me successful today and show kindness to my master Abraham. See, I am standing beside the spring, and the daughter of the tongue people are coming out to draw water. May it be that when I say to a young woman, Please let down your jar that I may have a drink. And he says, Drink, and I'll water your camels too. Let her be the one you have chosen for your servant Isaac. By this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master. Before he had finished praying, Rebecca came out with her jar on her shoulder. Verse 21. Without saying a word, the man watched her closely to learn whether or not the Lord had made his journey successful. Verse 40. He replied, The Lord before whom I have walked faithfully will send his angel with you and make your journey a success, so that you can get a wife for my son from my own clan and from my father's family. You will be released from my oath if, when you go to my clan, they refuse to give her to you. Then you will be released from my oath. When I came to the spring today, I said, Lord God of my master Abraham, if you will, please grant success to the journey on which I have come. Matthew chapter 8, verses 10 to 12. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, Truly I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said to the centurion, Go, let it be done just as you believe it would. And his servant was healed at that moment. Proverbs 3, verses 1 to 6. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, and you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. My listening. The message I got today from our Lord Jesus Christ is, God makes your journey successful. Everyone on earth wants to have their journey successful, right? So today's all four passages give us a path to God's directed success. Would you like to hear more about it? Number one, count his blessings. As God says in today's Proverbs, My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Our problems to live in darkness, fear, and depression is always forget God's words, his teaching, and more. Today's psalm reminds us of what we should have experienced, who God is. He is our refuge, our savior, our deliverer. Our rescuer, our protector, our judge, our vindicator will surely make us secure and safe. Number two, trust in him only. See the little faith of Abraham's servant by asking, what if, and shall I? I am a man of little faith. I always ask, what if, and shall I? How about you? See how Jesus in today's Matthew challenged the faith of the leper and to praise the great faith of the centurion. Without faith, I don't think there is much healing. Number three, claim the promise from God that he will make your journey successful. I counted how many times God promised Abraham and his servant successful. Four times. In Genesis 24, verse 12, Chinese version translates to a good opportunity, but in English it does success. Verse 21, verse 40, and verse 42. Then we can see the great success of the centurion of his great faith to have Jesus healing his servant. Then I got three times of success in today's Proverbs. In Proverbs 3, verse 2, prosperity. Verse 4, win favor and a good name. And verse 5, make your path straight. So, have you got that? Are you willing to follow God's direction and command to make your journey successful from now on? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be able to count your blessing every day and trusting in you totally, that we can be able to experience you are the only one who will make our journey successful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, do you have that kind of trust in the midst of darkness and difficulties to count his blessings? Number two, are you that kind of person always asking, what if and shall I? Number three, what have you received from Jesus today? Today is a very special day. I start my day of mourning. Since yesterday, morning, my losing my spiritual father, my mentor, my bishop, Bishop Chuck Murphy, he passed away yesterday morning, just about 6 hours before Michelle and I went into the plane. Wanting to see him and to say goodbye to him. So, I would like to offer this song to celebrate Bishop Chuck Murphy's life. His kingdom heart, his faithfulness, is a true model of good and faithful servant to me, and he lived out the Beatitudes, and I just miss him, and I love him so much. Let me offer this song to give thanks to the Lord for who Chuck Murphy is and was. Times comes, I do pray and hope that we are all ready. Bless the Jesus. Lord, oh my soul. Oh, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul. Worship your holy. Song again.
Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Yes, the Lord of my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. So bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never. Worship your holy name. Bless you, and on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then
Paul says in 2 Timothy 4, verses 6 to 8, "For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Lord, we give thanks to you for Chuck. We know that he is with you now. We give thanks for giving us such a great leader. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Chuck. May the Lord bless you all.